Well, I guess, okay.
I need a microphone.
Do you want to trade spots with me?
Here. Watch your ears, plug it, turn it down.
Hold on just a second. What number is that? One?
Yep.
It's turned down.
Okay, well, that was easy.
Sweet.
Before you plug it in, let me make sure that was turned down.
We'll pay for it.
Okay, got it.
Okay, it's good.
You're hot.
All right, call to order. Animal Advisory Committee, August, what's today, 7th? Special meeting.
Yeah, for the committee to vote on the ordinance changes that we voted, that we talked about at the last meeting.
Because we never really did an official vote at last meeting, because I think the understanding was that the county attorney was going to review this, and then we were going to meet and vote on it. However, I think what I've done is I've combined it, and the attorney told me to just combine them, let you guys go. You know, we haven't changed anything, right, Mike?
No, but yeah. They were going to, the motion was is to combine everything, get it to the attorney.
Right.
Have them combine the documents, bring it, send it out to each of us, and then have a special meeting prior to our October meeting so that we can vote on this. And that's kind of what we're doing now. Our special meeting.
Right.
Now, if you guys.
We have to go through this line item.
This
by
is
line
a.
Line. That's really up to you guys. If y'all want to, there's no changes.
I have
changes.
Made notes, so okay. I don't
That's
mean
fine.
Line by line, but I would like to.
Okay.
And in all fairness, this is also the time, and I don't, you know, I would be neglectful not bringing it up, but during that, this time period from then until now, if there's anything else that comes up to be put in is when we discuss it and vote on it.
And I also have some, we had asked, I had brought some questions at the last meeting under one of the 16.3 about the Animal Services Advisory Committee, and I have talked to Russ, who is our county attorney, Russ Burrell. I'll give y'all a second to get to that. It's on page 4 under 16.3.
Bless you.
Pass you to what's in green.
Yeah. Russ's response was that, to the first question, it allows citizens to appeal dangerous anything under state law that gives them, because under state law it says that people can appeal dangerous dog determinations. He also said something about nuisance. Is there a state nuisance law?
Public nuisance.
Public nuisance law. Yeah, and he said that they can also appeal that, but anything else, I don't think they can appeal to this board.
We have cases where folks are wanting to appeal a citation or something else that they've received. I would. That was the question.
Right.
Do they get any form of appeal on any civil fine that they've received based off of this ordinance, other than what state law specifies? Is there an appeal process set up for?
According to Russ, no. Yeah. And to the municipalities, he said that they have to be contracted through the county to utilize this board. For example, if any municipality that does their own enforcement, if they deem a dog dangerous, they don't use this board for those appeal process. So that was the two questions.
Out of curiosity, what are the municipalities that we're talking about?
The only municipality that does have a contract is Mills River, right? So.
Thank you.
I just happened to notice a typo while I was reading through and everything. It was under 16-7, and I think under section E there, that very last sentence is, any person found violating this provision shall be guilty of it's a small word, but of a class 3 misdemeanor and shall be fined $500.
I added that too.
Did you? Okay, good. I'm glad I'm not the only one then. Okay.
So we're all together. We're on page 5, 16-7, the very, very end of 16-7E. Any person found violating this provision shall be guilty of class 3 misdemeanor and shall be fined $500. There's no verb.
There's no verb. Yeah, it should be fined.
I'm sorry. I'm not coming
up. In the yellow. Last sentence in the yellow.
Yeah.
So what's the typo?
Find is not there.
It's not a word.
It should read shall be fined $500. And it says shall be $500.
Oh, I was looking up here. I'm sorry. Yeah. I was looking up here.
So
okay.
Saying fined.
I got you. I was looking at the wrong paragraph. Okay.
I found a couple of others, but again, I don't know if you want to go through from. What's that noise? Is that a phone or something?
Brad's phone.
Had his phone.
Is Brad coming back, or yes. Probably should wait for him?
Yeah. What else did you have typo-wise? I mean, this is some of the things that just need to be made note of and
mm-hmm.
changed. So.
I did proofreading when I worked at the college, so I'm not going to be anal about this, but when there's a sequence and then a conjunction, there should be another comma. You have a dog, your cat, bird, you know, so, or bird, so there's a comma before or. And then if there's a comma before and.
I caught the dog, cat, comma, or ferret, and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, so there are, so I don't know if you can do a universal change to that. Did you hear that, Brad?
No, I was locking the door.
That's okay. I find sometimes it applies, sometimes it doesn't throughout the document. My way of proofreading was that before a conjunction, such as and or mm-hmm. there's a comma. So of a dog, cat, and bird, dog, comma, dog, cat, comma. Okay, so I don't know if there's no need in going one by one, but I was wondering if there could be some way of doing a sweep.
If you'll notice, this draft right here, see all the lines, the numbers, this is the paragraph, is how we do it, or how the attorneys do it. This is a draft, so I would trust that the county would definitely make the corrections on grammar and spelling, do it because it is a draft. So we can probably make things a little faster by just doing content.
Okay.
Can somebody explain to me what the different color codings are on these things? Mm-hmm. Like yellows is stuff we've added?
Yellow's the stuff that I think the stuff in gray is all stuff that the sheriff's department changes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
The stuff in yellow is the stuff that I had put in. Right. And then the blue is just notes that I made. I'll leave those in there so it brings some clarity to the attorney as to what our goals are.
The blue was not fun to read. I don't know, it prints out differently for you than on my machine. It was a challenge to read.
Yeah.
But question on page 3 at the very top. Do you want, when you say dog or cat, do you also want that to be ferret?
Are you? Where's your cut? Okay,
right
page
here,
3.
Page 3.
Okay.
At the very top, under owner, in the paragraph relative to owner.
Right.
Because
what was
of
your
adding
question?
Ferret. The fourth line. An occupant of any premises on which a dog or cat remains. Will you want to add ferret because of including ferret earlier in the document?
Yeah, that was defined under companion animal, I think.
And I had a question on the same page, 36D, and this is really, Mike, more of a question to you. 36D,
mm-hmm.
as at the very end, as determined by, will you really want to say more than one, or will you want to say one?
One or more.
It needs to be for public nuisance.
Uh-huh.
We have to establish a pattern.
Okay, so it has to be more than one. Okay. That was just a question I had about that.
That must have already been in there like that, right? Yeah.
On page 8, when you've defined animal enforcement officer, and then there are some reference to just the term animal enforcement. Will you want animal enforcement officer? Is animal enforcement sufficient? Page 8, very top, microchip, and also 5B. This approved by animal enforcement, or do you want to say animal enforcement officer?
Yes, officers. I think animal enforcement kind of implies a group. I don't know. What do you think, Mike?
Defined animal enforcement officer that at the very beginning. So
every place that it says animal enforcement should say animal enforcement.
Where are we at?
I would think,
is
but
that what you're saying?
No.
8.
Oh. And also, number 3 at the very top, again, page 8. It's a little grammar thing. Animal enforcement, that such dog has had a microchip implanted.
That's funny. Microchip within 5 days of determining or repealed during the owner
number
of
three,
a dangerous, potentially dangerous dog must demonstrate to officer that such dog had a microchip implanted.
I think it's has had. And then 5B. Because of the deletion of the word private, the article before that should be an, because it then becomes an establishment approved by sister.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask about the leash law on page 9, 16, 13, 1. If your domestic animal leaves your property, it must be restrained on a leash. Fines for violating the leash ordinance range from a verbal or written warning, or $50, or is it a comma, verbal, comma, written warning?
Verbal. I don't know. It's my understanding, didn't y'all copy and paste that out of some other ordinance, Mike?
Yeah, it was out of Bonkum's. We can reword that to where it makes a little more sense.
I would say verbal or written warning.
To put an or where the comma is?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. So.
Next page, page 10, C.
I would submit that you would do a $50 citation after that as well, after the $50. Put citation there.
Where at?
On number one leash law.
Okay, good.
That one don't go up. It's the same every time, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And instead, in that other one that we put, we probably should use the same wording. Instead of a fine, put citation.
Okay.
Let me change that to while I'm thinking about it. Where was that? Was on page
5.
Yeah, $50 instead of fine shall be be issued a citation of $500.
And that brings, or highlights, I should say, again, under the leash law, page 9, number 1, second sentence, is the right word fines for violating the leash ordinance range from a verbal or written? Is the word fines correct? Or
put citations.
Penalties, or, well, you're going to say $50 citation. Maybe penalties?
Yeah, I was going to say penalties. I'd say like the penalty for violating the leash ordinance ranges from a verbal or written warning or $50 or something like that.
Well, then you bring up the ranges, which is right. Okay.
So in that one, we're wanting to say from a verbal or written warning or $500 or $50 citation, right?
Verbal or written warning.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or $50 citation. Okay.
Page 10C in the middle, the fourth line, by paying all fees, period, and delete the word and.
Where are you?
Page 10C, fourth line down, or at least as my printer did it, may not work for, might not be the fourth line for everybody. Complying with all applicable provisions of this chapter and by paying all fees, period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's something the attorney would have, yeah.
Okay. Page 13, because we're getting rid of the aggressive animal, 16-27.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, this may all work out, but I would say 7B goes before 7E, and 13 goes before 19, just, you know, to keep it in numerical order. Page 14, at the very top.
Now, wait a minute. Okay. Oh, okay, so just switch all that around. I see that. So the 17E and B need to be switched around. Is there something else?
And 13 comes before 19. 16-13, leash law violation. That would...
Sure. Yeah, I see it. And then we're just totally taking out 16-27. Is 16-27 the aggressive dog?
Yeah.
Okay.
Top of page 11... second line.
We're going back to 11.
Oh, page 14. My mistake. Okay. My mistake. I should keep that on the magnifying glasses. 14. Second line. May extend time to pay a citation due to hardship on a case-by-case basis. BASIS. And then I wondered on 8, what is meant by the department? Oh, no, I guess it's E. I'm sorry, my mistake. Under interference, is that the Animal Services Center?
Should be under the hinder, molest, resist, obstruct, or agent of the department.
Sheriff's Department.
Sheriff's Department, right?
Yeah, because I had to look at that to figure out where the trap, because it wasn't right before. I had to, whatever y'all want to put in there to clarify what the department is.
It's like Jim says, or is it, if it's a sheriff's department, I just didn't know what the department was.
Well, they're the ones that's going to put out the following, the traps, yeah, the cages.
We got to keep bearing in mind, we got to bear in mind, though, that if an agency, say Fletcher, decides to adopt our ordinance and contract with us, well, I guess it would still be the Henderson County Sheriff's Department, because that's the one. Okay.
Right. Should it be or specific as saying Henderson County Sheriff's Department?
The office, Sheriff's Office.
Office, yeah.
The office of the sheriff.
But do we need to put Henderson County in there? That's what I'm asking.
Or should we just put animal enforcement officers?
Deputy.
Okay.
Justin struck me, so I need to read it. See, that doesn't make sense because
that could also apply to shelter.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It can. The state law gives, you know, animal shelter director certain folks.
Well, I mean, that could count as, you know, one of my employees being out there and somebody coming out there and messing with them, not letting us, you know, it could be anything. That's a pretty broad.
Does it need to be sheriff's department or your?
We could put
need to get specific
a county employee.
Any agent of the county of Henderson.
Yeah, that's what I think. Any agent of the county of Henderson. Or
of the.
County.
Catch all because it's a county of Henderson. Also, and then at the bottom again, change that authorized by the county of Henderson.
Near the end, the word who should be that. Nonprofits that. Adopt out animals.
Where are you?
1626 at the very end.
It's right here.
Oh, okay.
And page 16 should be 1627 instead of 1628.
Or actually what you would do in this case would be do
that would be reserve. Yeah.
Rather than having to renumber everything.
Right. And that's something that, again, the attorney will know that and put blank that out and put reserve there.
1651, and this is a question. Is vaccination mean rabies? And I guess I wondered, do we mean that when we say vaccination, or could they be vaccinated against anything else?
Well, rabies is the only thing that's required by law to as a vaccine, so I would think that would imply rabies.
Okay, good.
But rather than imply, as we see, we might want to make it clear, put rabies vaccinate.
So put rabies vaccination of dogs, cats, and pets.
Mm-hmm. If we leave it subject to interpretation, then it's
the same for everyone. 20, section violated under 1658, then under C, then it says section violated. I would eliminate 51C and just make it 1651 because it's that whole section concerning vaccination. In other words, we're saying.
So strike the C and just look at 1651.
1651, yeah.
And you're saying that because it applies to the whole.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why it was. Let's look at. Let me look at that. 1C.
Because C only speaks to adopted.
Adopted animals. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Page 21. C1 in the middle because of the changing of the word, well, it's really C1, assistance program to incentive program. C, assistance to incentive. No.
Then 21, page 21.
I'm on page 21. At the
C.
Top C.
C2.
C. Above C1.
Title. For
the title. Title. Good. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Change to what?
Incentive.
Instead of assistance?
Mm-hmm. Because that's the same as B. The same thing was done. And then, again, let's see, number one, number two.
You said that was under number one?
Okay, let me, and I apologize if mine is paginated differently, but I've got page 21,
mm-hmm.
and then C, The title?
The title.
Do you see assistance program under the title name? No.
Up here. Change that to incentive. Yours is his because he his is different because he changed his font, so his page is looking different.
Oh, okay. C is incentive, and then under C, number two, incentive fund.
Yeah, it's already changed on this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where it's sitting, yeah.
22, enforcement, and again, this is a more of a question probably for Mike. Is it 10 domestic animals or just 10 animals?
It's got to be domestic. Because livestock are...
That's what I wondered. Because I think there are people on my street with more than 10 animals, but they're not all domestic.
Unless you have a ferret farm.
Right. And then I had, I had to read the sentence over and over again because it didn't flow for me. Again, in that same paragraph, violators with more than 10 domestic animals who are not registered or have excess animals from the registry must pay $50 per additional animal. I would delete the more than 10 because you've already said that
redundant
at the beginning.
Yeah.
So it would be must pay $50 per additional animal per day that they are in violation. Does that help or?
Yeah, I would just strike through that. So just go from per and take out the other per.
More than 10, and then for me, that's it. It's the problem for.
Really? Be careful what you wish for.
Really?
You had a chance to read it.
But again, I've said this before. I'm so glad we're getting rid of the aggressive animal definition. I think that'll be a lot easier to work with.
We had talked about doing away with it back at the last ordinance change.
Brad, would you like to get that? We'll be
Did it ring when I was gone?
Yeah.
That was my wife. This right here is the school with one of those recorded announcement things. So.
What was the change, if you want to brief everybody, that the county made?
The change... the one change that we had under the, I guess it's under voluntary relinquishment, as we discussed at the last meeting in July, we were going to change it to where if anybody ever relinquishes a dog that's been deemed dangerous, that they can't reclaim it. And the county manager, was it Thursday? I didn't know he could do this, and I don't know if my boss knew he could do it, but he went ahead and put that through. He has the power to do that, so that's actually been changed. However, the other stuff we're wanting to get changed, mainly to just get this process going, because otherwise it'll be November before we get these changes in place.
When do the commissioners meet again?
Well, they're meeting today, so next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday or this Wednesday?
But they're meeting tonight. It's the commissioners' meetings tonight, isn't it? They do it on Mondays and Wednesdays.
Is
tonight? Yeah. It's the first Monday of the night of the month and the third Wednesday. So I think that's right.
Public nuisance.
Mm-hmm.
$50 penalty at the deputy's discretion, right? Is that staying the same?
What page are you on, James?
Page 13. 16.
Public nuisance, deputy discretion, $50. Yeah, I've got that in green for some reason. I don't know why, but that should be in gray.
Next question, where the leash law is $50. If this same person continues with the, like, you're writing $4, $5, $50 tickets for the same animal to the same person on the leash law, that becomes a nuisance. That means the deputy can give them a higher penalty, right?
Correct.
It's not just a $50 leash law every time.
Correct.
Okay.
That's when you switch it from the leash law to public
to the public nuisance. Then it goes from
then it's their 200 even. From that point.
Now, would that be the second violation, or would you still have to? So it would be two $50 violations, then it would jump to 200. So.
Yeah, but for the, if you'll recall, at the last meeting we had for the purpose of establishing a pattern for nuisance and everything, it was my suggestion to keep the $50 leash, $50 penalty for the leash.
Yeah,
thing, but,
I don't recall. I don't.
And up the other two violation, up the other two fines for that, the second and third violation of the public nuisance. But my thing was to keep the $50 on the first go around because, you know, everybody makes a mistake. But once there's a mistake and then there's a pattern. And we're trying to discourage the pattern, trying to prevent the pattern and discourage mistakes. So.
I know one thing once we finish, if y'all will let me address another thing, going back to the civil citations, let's go ahead and go through what we're doing. Unless y'all want me to go ahead and talk about it. I don't even know where it's at.
Animal service civil penalty fee schedule description.
No, it's under something else, James. It's under requirements. It's under reclaim. You know, we had talked about not making it mandatory that people have this pay civil penalties before they. I know I found it here. It's on page 9, 16, 14, C. Page 9, 16, 14, C. On this draft, I've just put take out civil penalties, but I would be fine if we left it in there at the officer's discretion, because that's kind of what we're doing now, right, Paul? If you guys tell us not to release the animal till the people have paid, we don't release it. And that's what we're doing now, but I would like to clean it up in here to reflect that. But if we just want to say that, you know, they don't have to pay civil penalties, because there's not many times, I can't think of any time y'all have told me that they had to pay the penalty. Y'all have to serve them before they can reclaim the animal, but I can't think of any time that you've ever required, but it's a good tool to have.
Well, what it is, it'd be burdensome for the shelter to set it up that way, because the citation itself, they have 30 days to pay it.
Right. And it would overcrowd the shelter. So that would mean, in
theory, that you'd
they pay them at two different places. But this is my idea. If we have somebody that we really don't want them to get the animal out, and for whatever reason, say we've got a thing where a dog is maybe a threat, and the people do have a right to get their dog back because we can't keep them from it in this ordinance. If the officers wanted to stack some civil citations on there, that would prevent.
I think it's cleaner to
say yes or no.
Yeah, okay, just fine. Due to the fact that we have to play by the rules and not make them up or have the presumption of making them
well,
up.
Yeah, well, yeah, it wouldn't be making it up really, but it would give us a tool if we needed it. So
I understand, and I think that if they don't need to have the animal because it's a threat or anything like that, then the officer needed to have deemed it dangerous and have a go through that process.
Right.
And if they're as far as their citation goes, yeah, we definitely want to maintain the animal until they are served the citation.
Right, and that's
but
what.
But then that 30-day window for them to pay it off is.
Yeah, we can't hold the animal there for that long. Yeah. All right. So, and it is easier just to strike it completely. But I wanted to pose that scenario. And so all the changes that are in here, they'll be worded different probably because some of this wording is obviously mine, and I'm sure the county attorney will, you know, make it sound more legal. But there won't be any changes substantive. I mean, it'll all be, you know, what we've talked about.
We need a motion to approve, or do I hope still?
1 minute here. 1615. Voluntary relinquishment of companion animals. Why would we want to specify companion? Why not voluntary relinquishment of animals? Due to the fact that it may, it's all encumbering, or, you know, encompassing, if you will. Because here's what can happen. If you read the ordinance, and it talks about when an owner relinquishes their animal,
right,
it becomes, at that point, county property. And we'll have a cleared up form for them to be able to sign and acknowledge what that means.
Yeah.
It could be adopted, it could be, you know, moved, or it could be euthanized, but it's county property at that point.
I think the reason I put companion animals in there was to prevent people from being able to dump livestock on us.
But what are they going to do with it? I mean, a horse, here's what we ran into a few years back. When times got really tough in the economy, folks were opening up their gates and slapping them on the keister and sending them out just to fend for themselves and eat. I'd rather have them surrender it and we know about it than just, you know, let them run free. I don't know.
Yeah, if you show up, no, we're not. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I think your concern was that, okay, if that happens, where do you house a horse? Where do you house?
We have that in place to do that. It's not.
But rabbits and birds, and I mean, you don't define it. You run down a whole gamut of animals people can surrender to us. Snakes.
What is the avenue Henderson County has set up right now for those animals, though? I'm just asking.
Yeah, we're set up to house cats and dogs, and that's because of rabies.
I know it's a little bit more difficult, but in the past, what we've done is if it's a unusual animal like we've received in the past, the shelter has been very diligent. The personnel has been very good at finding placement, be it the nature center or.
And that's where, and if it's easy enough for us to find that, we have also, at more times than accepted the animal, given the people the same resources that we have, and then they can follow up on that and get rid of the animal.
One question left for me, and I'm out. How much, when somebody goes to pay a penalty on an animal, and they start paying $5 at a time because you can't make them pay no more, where do they pay that to?
They don't pay it to me.
They don't pay it to the shelter, so they have to go to the courthouse or somewhere to pay it? At the sheriff's office? Because the reason I ask is if you get somebody doing that, could we not set it to where they got to pay a certain amount? Before they get their dog back, then they'll be a little more prone to pay the rest of it.
The citation, on the bottom of the citation, it actually says that they have 30 days. We have recently been holding folks to that 30-day period, unless it's something really a large, very large amount, and we've kind of stopped allowing them to make payments for a small amount. If it's something large, some of them that will come in and pay less than $5 a month on some pretty large, and that's what caused the change in that also. They won't come in and pay $1 or $2 and stretch, you know, stretch $200 fine out for 7 years. So we've got one of those.
And any more questions? Approve these with the changes we made today?
That's what y'all do there, yeah.
I'll make a motion that we approve the changes to the ordinance as we've done today. And
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.